USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's leading infectious disease expert says he won't be seeing his kids over Christmas, and he's advising Americans to do the same. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday that modest family gatherings could contribute to the spread of coronavirus and that the spike in cases after the Christmas holiday could be worse than the one after Thanksgiving. In his first interview since recovering from the virus, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tells Fox News he thinks families could still gather for the holidays, but if they do, it's important to learn who in their families are the most vulnerable.
People need to understand who are the vulnerable people, and we really have to protect them. I'm not sure, you know, we need to hibernate and be terribly afraid, but we do need to educate ourselves as to who is vulnerable. It's not just elderly people. It can be young people who have obesity or who have diabetes or who have some respiratory issues.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden has introduced another pick for his cabinet. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation.
He's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet and one of the most humble. A new voice with new ideas determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, he will become the second openly gay member of a president's cabinet, with the first being Rick Grenell, who served in President Trump's administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and President-elect Biden will soon publicly receive a COVID vaccination. The Vice President and his wife Karen will receive the shot publicly on Friday, according to the White House. Biden will also receive the vaccine publicly, which could happen as early as next week. There's no word on when President Trump will receive the shot. He tweeted Sunday that he'd get it at the appropriate time. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow Premium Pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Republican-led Senate Homeland Security Committee met Wednesday to hear allegations of voter irregularities and voter fraud in the 2020 election. One of the witnesses who testified was Jesse Bunnell, a Nevada attorney for the Trump campaign. He went into some of the alleged irregularities in Nevada.
The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. Our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bell, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address Database, among other sources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.